Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the bonus podcast. And I think it's really important that we do touch on this one because it cuts to the heart of what's going on in the COVID world at the moment. Now, you will be aware of the fact that it was back in May, I believe, around about May 14th, that the world's very first mass coronavirus inoculation campaign for children began in earnest in the United States after the Joe Biden's federal government recommended making the Pfizer vaccine available to those aged 12 to 15. Get that? 12 to 15. So since that date, that's over a month ago, so that's gone on for 5 weeks past, potentially hundreds of thousands of young kids have been given the COVID vaccine. Now, you might say, well, that's very enlightened of the Biden administration and something we should celebrate. But I'm going to actually play you a clip. Just want you to listen to this, please, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit.
So the World Health Organization, we think they're corrupt, but the people in charge revere the World Health Organization. We have to follow their directives. We've heard that for a year and a half now. Here's an interesting point in light of that. WHO is now saying that kids under the age of 18, young people, should not take the coronavirus vaccine because the risks outweigh the benefits. What are some of those risks? Well, researchers in Israel have found that the COVID vaccine could increase the risk of potentially fatal heart inflammation in young people by as much as 25 times. And it's also clear that people who've been infected with the coronavirus and recover do not need to take the vaccine in many cases because their antibody levels will protect them naturally. And yet, despite the mounting evidence that there could in fact be profoundly negative consequences to forcing students to take the vaccine, colleges are doing it across the country.
Well, not just across the country in terms of the United States, but also in the United Kingdom. The British government is very keen to see if it can start inoculating our children as well. We've had the health secretary saying that they want to be able to get 16 and 17-year-olds inoculated in August if they can do that, before they go back to school, back to college. But if you believe that the World Health Organization is the central source of wisdom, and as Tucker Carlson just said in what you heard, that's a debatable point. But nonetheless, if you believe that, then they're saying, don't jab the kids under 18. Joe Biden's still doing that. His administration has encouraged institutions around the US to jab children. The WHO says that the dangers of doing this outweigh any potential benefits. So that begs the question, why is the Biden administration flying in the face of official World Health Organization recommendation? I thought we had to follow the science. Does that not apply to the Biden administration? Let me know what you think, please. And thanks for subscribing to this podcast.